What can I do for you today? I know you have no questions whatsoever. Pew did okay. He's going to do more today. We're going to try to get Richburg with some more snaps today as well.
Richburg seemed pretty encouraged by how he was. Did you share that?
I saw him early in the morning, and I am as well.
How's Newhouse still not?
He's not going to work today. He may have some kind of shot or something, so they wouldn't work him until that's taken care of.
Tom, if he can't play, would you consider Justin at right tackle, or would Bobby?
There's all kinds of things we might consider. Thanks for asking.
Tom, the four rotation. First of all, is Darqua okay?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know from last time. Are you, in these last five games, going to remain committed to sort of the four running back, and if some guy happens to get hot in a four-play series, he'll actually get more, but otherwise someone else is coming in? I mean, is that just the way this is going to go for your running back?
Well, first of all, you got to remember, we've had four healthy guys for the whole season, okay? So give us a little bit of credit for thinking that way as well. Vereen is the third down guy, and he comes in long yardage as well. Now, maybe attached a little bit to personnel, but that's kind of the way it is. The other two guys, the other three guys, they play on first and second down primarily, although you're going to see 23 in there on third down as well because he's a good protector. So they all have different levels of skills, and we try to take full advantage of them. I would like to be able to say to you that in certain games we ran it 30 times and this guy carried it 20, but it has not happened that way. So we're a little bit a product of that as well.
You ran the ball well on the opening drive.
We did.
Last week. What was the difference that it seemed to? I mean, you really didn't do anything on the ground game after that.
No, we didn't, and we probably got away from it a little bit. And of course, when it was 20-0, you know, patience is not necessarily a virtue under those circumstances.
How has the change you've had at tight end affected the run game?
That's been an effect too, no question.
Have you ready to respond to Steve Kish's comments last night about being unhappy with the season so far?
What's that now? I don't know anything about it, so I wouldn't comment on it. Well, I'm not responding to any of that.
Do you feel any more pressure? I mean, you haven't made the playoffs the last 3 years. Does that add pressure to you guys this year to make the playoffs even more?
You're always the whole reason for being in it is to get to the playoffs and get a chance to compete in the tournament. So I don't know how you can feel any more pressure. Do I? No. That was the objective all along.
Did Kennard come through okay yesterday?
He didn't.
Did not?
No, he didn't. He won't work today. Anybody else?
Pierre Paul said he was really proud of his practice yesterday. Did you notice anything different?
The practice was good yesterday on the part of a lot of guys, and I felt good about our intensity, how hard we practiced, and hopefully we'll have the same kind of practice today.
Do you feel like guys responded to that message that you gave them about the...
It's continuous, though. It's continuous. It's not just a one-day message. It's a message for today and for the rest of the season, so... You know, we need to look at that as we go along.
Did that need to be voiced to them, do you feel? Or?
Why would I say it otherwise?
Well, because sometimes people think it, you know, people know it inherently, but they need to.
It's better to spell things out. It's better to spell things out. Then you leave nothing for misunderstanding.
Tom, more than one of the Jets' defensive backs yesterday mentioned that even when Odell makes a catch, they want to come down on his arms, perhaps taking a page from Malcolm Butler.
Well, I didn't know about this quote, but now that you give it to me, I'll make sure he hears it.
Thanks, Kevin.
But are you, I guess, perhaps a better way to...
Yeah, it's continuous. We're always coaching that. Ball security is a huge, huge issue. And you look at, I don't care what team you pick in the league, and look at the down through the Jets schedule and season. When they've done well with the turnovers, they've won. And the teams that haven't have lost.
How much does it change the look of the Jets if Revis doesn't play for you guys? Does it change anything for you?
Probably not. I mean, they're going to put 11 good players out there, and we're going to have to compete against whoever plays. He's an outstanding player.
Okay. coming up.
What's his next? He wants to know the next trap question. What else?
How much easier does it make life?
Oh, it's not easier at all. I told you, they've got a lot of players that can run and play, and they're learning from guys like Revis and Cromartie as they go too. So we've got to compete and produce against whoever goes on the field.